Hello and welcome to the LSTM podcast series, where we meet some of the most curious minds in science. I'm Lee Bowman, and this month we have a special edition with Professor and Director of the School, Janet Hemingway. 2014 was a busy year for LSTM, and today we hear of the achievements across the school, including notable funding and research outcomes, and our coordinated response to the Ebola crisis. Then we take a look into the new year and what we can expect from LSTM during 2015.
Today I'm speaking with Professor Janet Hemingway, the director of LSTM. Janet's 30 plus years of experience have helped expand LSTM and make it a leader in global health research. Today we'll be focusing on notable research developments, collaboration, and highlights from 2014. Professor Hemingway, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And 2014 was a really busy year here at LSTM. So let's start with some of the highlights of the year. Can you tell us more about some of the new research projects going on, grants, and any new appointments that
Sure. We've had a really busy year, unsurprisingly, with activities expanding rapidly in the respiratory infection area. large-scale grants from Gates, MRC and others for clean burning cookstove work and the pneumococcal studies. And that's allowed us to increase our collaborations with the Royal and Broad Green Hospital Trust with their clinical trials facility. We've been really concentrating on expanding some of our NTD work. For example, around leishmaniasis, one of our new appointments was Emily Adams. She's been working on diagnostics in that area and just won her first large-scale MRC grant. And then alongside that, we've started a Gates-funded program in India, looking at how we improve the operational control of visceral leishmaniasis there. And that's allowed us to really put some of the tools and technologies that we've got into practice. There's also a lot of ongoing work with CARD, the Centre of Applied Health Research and Delivery, that Bertie Squires operates from here. Warwick have been working with us very closely on that, and they've now made a senior appointment in Richard Lilford, who's actually taking that forward from their side. And people like Deirdre Hollingsworth, for example, have now got a large-scale Gates program applying their molecular modelling techniques to NTDs working collaboratively with us. So that's going very well. Still keeping on with the theme of NTDs, we've got one major new DFID program with the Countdown. We have around £7 million coming in on that program, and that will allow us to bring in a social science aspect to a lot of the NTD work that we're doing and work very closely with our operational partners. Lorenzo Savioli, the former head of NTD's WHO, has also now joined us. Now he's retired from WHO, and that's allowed us to start and develop a global alliance for schistosomiasis, one of those NTDs that was really getting a little bit behind the curve in terms of eradication. And we believe that actually putting this global alliance into place will allow us to move that agenda forward internationally. And then within the large-scale filariasis program that we've had for quite some time, that's shifted away from just doing MDA to actually thinking about how we look at some of the side effects of filariasis and make people's life better there. And so DFID have agreed that we take up to £2 million to look at morbidity management. And I'm delighted to say that Charles McKenzie, who's one of the world experts in this area, has been working with us on that. But it isn't all about NTDs. We have expanded very rapidly in our Centre for Maternal and Newborn Health, and there's about another 60 people joined us in that area, expanding the range of countries that we're working in and looking at how we take that agenda even further forward. And alongside that, really looking at new senior appointments in that area. So I'm delighted to say that we've reinvigorated our links with Alderhay NHS Trust, and we have our first new joint professorial appointment with them, who will join us in child paediatrics very shortly.
One of the most obvious changes in 2014 is a brand new research building. Can you tell us how that happened and what's going to be housed there?
So we've obviously been looking to expand our estate as our activities have been expanding. And the key there is to make sure that those are in balance, so people have got space to work as we sort of take the expansion forward and they're not kind of falling over each other. Straight opposite the school, we used to have a fairly nondescript red brick building that housed a few shops. And some semi-derelict sort of housing that had started off as student housing and then was being used as overspill family housing. We bought both the freehold and the leasehold on that building, and we've completely gutted that, redesigned it, redeveloped it, and that opened on the 16th of December by our patron, the Princess Royal. Will house our maternal and child health centre. It will house the NTD Centre for Filariasis, and it will house the Product Development Partnership, the Innovative Vector Control Consortium. We're very grateful again to our funders for actually giving us the money for that building. So that's a new £10 million building, of which £2 million has come from the European Regional Development Fund, £1.5 million from the Regional Growth Fund from the UK government, and £2 million from the Wolfson Trust. And we've been very pleased to name the building the Wolfson Building in recognition not only of the money that Wolfson have put into that building, but money they gave us previously for the buildings that we currently occupy.
Yeah, very exciting. I'm sure people will be happy to have more desk space and lab space. I think actually since you've joined LSTM, the buildings have over like tripled in size, maybe more, quadrupled in size. Yeah. But last year was not all highs. We saw and we are still dealing with one of the most devastating Ebola outbreaks in history. And LSTM has been involved in trying to combat this disease. Can you tell us more about the ongoing work there?
Yes, I mean, we run a big program in humanitarian assistance. And in many ways, it's nice to see what we practice, what we preach being put into practice. So Tim O'Dempsey, who runs the humanitarian programs, also happens to be our specialist in Ebola. And so as soon as the outbreak started in West Africa, we were contacted to see if we could deploy one of our senior clinicians to the outbreak area. Tim and a couple of our other staff then went over to Sierra Leone and have been out there for a six-month period, really helping to coordinate the effort and try and bring the outbreak under control. And I would hope that we will not only be able to sort out the current epidemic, but also leave behind greater capacity for actually dealing with any future epidemics in West Africa.
And I know that Public Health England still has a call for more lab technicians and medical staff. So if you're interested in that, you can just visit the Public Health England website. And this Ebola outbreak reminds us how important education is to fight the disease. That's been one of the big themes around this. So on that kind of theme of education and research as well, can you tell us some of the main focuses and aims for 2015 for LSTM?
Sure. So having got the higher education institution status, we are now able to move forward and get our own degree awarding powers. And once we actually manage to do that, we will be able to set up collaborations with multiple centres in different places, really tailoring what we teach to the requirements in the countries that we're actually collaborating with. The degree awarding powers process is an 18-month to two-year process, so it won't be completed until 2016, but in 2015 we will be building up our portfolio of activities so that as soon as we've got those degree awarding powers, we'll be able to hit the ground running. And in doing that, we've just appointed a new head of international teaching who will be joining us in January. And his job will be to pull together that portfolio because there are just so many opportunities out there. We won't be able to take all of those. We're going to have to focus on what we actually do. Alongside that, we are looking forward to appointing a new director at our centre at MLW in Malawi. And we've already built a brand new teaching centre there. And so we expect part of that focus really to be increasing the amount of teaching that we're actually doing in Africa, which is relevant to the African programmes there, and actually using that new facility.
Yeah, so there's a lot, and there's also potentially a fourth building being built, or maybe it's our fifth building, I don't even know. I can't keep track because they kind of all merge. So that will be with in collaboration with the Royal Hospital, and that will also house potentially a new insectary, and those might be rumors though. Mm-hmm.
No, not rumors. That's
okay,
true.
Okay, so lots going on in 2015.
For those of you who are obviously very familiar with Liverpool, the Royal Hospital is building a brand new hospital just up the road, and the old hospital will then be demolished once the new one is completed. And on the old hospital site, which clearly adjoins our estate, there will be a biocampus. Now, the first phase of that biocampus is what we called an accelerator unit. And that's going to be, I hope, a joint venture between the Royal and ourselves. And that will house expanded insectary facilities, expanded parasitology labs, but also space where SMEs who work in the kind of areas that we're interested in can actually come and set up. And so we'll be able to put in one area, the end user being the NHS, our own activities in terms of developing new tools and technologies for the NHS, and small businesses who might actually eventually manufacture and develop these new tools and technologies. And so I think that'll be a great springboard for the biocampus going forward.
If you'd like more information about anything Janet spoke about, you can visit the LSTM website. Thank you, Janet, for the interview, and I look forward to seeing all the new changes in 2015.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you to both Janet and Kayla for the interview. That's all for this month. We trust you've enjoyed the episode and hope you'll join us again for the February podcast, brought to you by the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine.